This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden is praising New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern for her success in curbing extremism and guns following a 2019 mass shooting there. Biden said he wants to know more about her country's efforts as he tries to persuade Congress to tighten gun laws after recent shootings in Uvalde, Texas, and Buffalo, New York.
I've been to more mass shooting aftermaths than I think any president in American history, unfortunately. And it's just so much of it is preventable, and the devastation is amazing.
Ardern and Biden met for about an hour Tuesday. She won passage of gun control measures in her country after a white supremacist gunman killed 51 Muslim worshippers at two Christchurch mosques in 2019. But getting any gun legislation through the U.S. Congress is an uphill battle. South Korean boy band BTS brought their star power to the White House on Tuesday as they met with U.S. President Joe Biden about combating hate crimes against Asian Americans. AP correspondent Margie Zarletta reports.
The White House press room was packed, and the briefing live stream audience went through the roof for BTS's appearance before their private meeting with President Biden. Singer RM says they want to turn their influence into tolerance.
We thank President Biden and the White House for giving this important opportunity to speak about the important causes, remind ourselves of what we can do as artists.
White House economist Brian Friess, who wanted to talk about inflation numbers, had to follow BTS.
So I get to go home and tell my kids that BTS opened for me. I did not expect that when I woke up this morning.
I'm Archie Zarletta.
This is VOA News. European Union leaders are wrapping up a two-day summit Tuesday with discussions on energy, defense, and food security, key issues with the war in Ukraine, after striking a groundbreaking, if watered-down, deal on a Russian oil ban. For VOA, Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
It's now up to European Union ambassadors to hammer out the details of the latest and toughest EU sanctions package. In the short term, it would cut three-quarters of European oil imports from Russia, those arriving by sea, and 90% of all imports by year's end, after Germany and Poland agreed to phase out their pipeline deliveries. For now, the deal exempts Hungary, Slovakia, and the Czech Republic, highly dependent on Russian energy. This latest sanctions package was held up for weeks by Hungarian leader Viktor Orban, widely seen as Putin's closest ally in the EU. EU leaders say the agreement does not amount to a skewed win for Orban. Estonia's Prime Minister Kaja Kallas.
It's a compromise. So if I had to choose between, a compromise or no sanctions at all, then I think it's a fair compromise.
Officials say Croatia is expected to replace some of Russia's oil to Hungary, but it will take time to both update Hungarian refineries and increase Croatian capacities. The new sanctions also target other areas. They would cut off Russia's biggest bank, Sberbank, from the SWIFT international payment system and take aim at more Russian media and individuals. Even with an EU oil embargo, experts caution Russia is profiting from the current high international prices for crude and may find other customers for its shipments. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador has signed a decree outlawing the sale of e-cigarettes, continuing the government's anti-vaping policy. Mexico had already prohibited imports of the devices since at least October. And even before that, consumer protection laws had been used to prohibit open sales. Despite Tuesday's decree, many Mexicans import or buy vaping cartridges or fluid under the table or online domestically. Recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden is praising New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern for her success in curbing extremism and guns following a 2019 mass shooting there. Biden says he wants to know more about her country's efforts as he tries to persuade Congress to tighten gun laws after recent shootings in Uvalde, Texas, and Buffalo, New York. Find more on our website at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.